listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Today we get to learn about what it's like to hang out with a missionary for a few days, learn what missionary life is like, and maybe even consider serving as a missionary in the future, or just have a better understanding of what missionary life is like. Joining us today, Tabitha Dubke. She had some time shadowing a missionary, and so she participated in the Shadow a Missionary program. Tabitha, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mindy Taves serves as LCMS Lutheran Education Coordinator in Taiwan. Mindy, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Hi. Hello.
And Ariana Gomez, she serves as LCMS Missionary Recruitment Manager. Ariana, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
So we are literally covering three time zones while recording this. Ariana and I are in St. Louis. Mindy is in Taiwan and Tabitha is in Hawaii. What city are you in, Tabitha, in Hawaii?
I am in Kahului, Maui.
What sparked your interest in shadowing a missionary, spending some time learning about missionary life?
So my family history is that my great-grandfather actually was a missionary circuit rider in Argentina. And because of that, then my grandfather also followed in his footsteps and was a missionary in Caracas, Venezuela. And so my mom is a pastor's daughter. So I grew up learning about her stories as a missionary kid, as well as pastor's kid. And so I came to find a love of different cultures and different experiences. And in college, I had the opportunity to go on some local missions in New Orleans, as well as with Link in Dallas, Texas. And those gave me an eye-opener to mainland or United States mission opportunities. But then it dawned on me that I was prayerfully considering going overseas because serving overseas is a lot different than serving in the United States. And so I started the process, and Pastor Raby is a family friend of mine, and we were talking, and he said, Tabitha, there's a new opportunity open to go to a country and shadow a missionary. And I was very intrigued and very excited. And so I followed the process, and Ariana was very helpful. And so in March of this year, I had an amazing opportunity to travel all the way to Taiwan and met Mindy. And it has been an absolutely fantastic experience.
I can imagine. Mindy's a really neat person, and I enjoy every opportunity I have to talk with her. So I'm sure hanging out with her for a few days would be a great opportunity. Before we get into your experience shadowing with Mindy for a few days, what is it that you do on a regular basis when you're not shadowing a missionary? What do you do every day?
So I am currently serving as a middle school science teacher, as well as a preschool through second grade PE teacher at Emmanuel Lutheran School in Kahului, Maui. And so I have been serving there for the past 2 years and have been very blessed to be in Maui and have worked with an amazing group of people and work with some amazing kids every single day. I'm originally from California, so moving to Maui was a huge change in life and experiences. And it's been pretty incredible to be able to experience life on Maui and seeing turtles and sunsets on the beach, you know, as many times as I get an opportunity to go. So it's been a good experience.
Wow. So life in Hawaii, and you took some time to go to Taiwan and learn about missionary life with Mindy. So had you traveled internationally before?
I have. I have been to Ireland with my sister in Great Britain, but I had never, that was the extent of my travels, and I had never been to anywhere past Hawaii. So you know, it's definitely delving into new territory in which the primary language was not English. So that was a big, big learning curve for me.
So tell us, let's start with travel. How long did it take to get to Taiwan?
It was an 18-hour trip. So let's see, traveled from Kahului to Honolulu, which was a super short travel. I had a couple of hours in Honolulu, and then I traveled 11 hours straight from Honolulu to Manila. And I quickly got escorted to an airplane because they needed to get me onto the flight to Taipei. And so the flight to Taipei was 2 hours. And then I finally met Mindy at the airport. And then we had a 4-hour or a 3.5-hour train ride back to Jagi. So it was a lot of travels.
Wait, before we go into it, her trip got a lot longer because some of the airlines fly into both terminals of the airport. She arrived in one terminal, I was in the other. So that added a 30 minutes to us actually meeting each other at the airport, in which case then we missed the last high-speed rail coming to Jai. So plan B was to get, well, actually, there were a couple of plans before we finally decided we were going to have to stay in Taipei for the night. So got a hotel room, and she's exhausted from basically traveling a full day. And I'm here like, yay, you arrived, and this went wrong. Which was only the first of our transportation issues during her visit.
It's part of the learning point.
But challenges to travel, that's not atypical for missionary life, though, right?
Not at all. And that's what we kept talking about, that we're like, well, welcome to the mission field, and this is how we manage it. Because it's unexpected, and there's plenty of those situations. So, yes, her travel time increased. But we were, our hotel was, a block and a half, 2 blocks away from the slow train station. So we didn't take the high-speed rail. We took the slow train, and it really gave us a good opportunity to visit with each other and start talking about the mission field and, you know, some of the things to expect. And we connected because Tabitha is my people. Most of my teaching experience in the U.S. is junior high science. So I was like, wow.
So you got to meet Mindy at the airport and had some time before you actually made it to Jai. Tell us a little bit about that train ride and then finally making it to Jai.
So I had learned that I did not sleep at all that night. I was up over 24 hours. So I was pretty exhausted by the time I met Mindy. And so I feel like by the time I actually saw a friendly face, I was more than relieved to be picked up at the airport. And Mindy was so kind and friendly and welcoming. And I was so grateful that she was there to navigate the train station systems, because I would not have been able to do that jet lagged and by myself. I probably would have spent the night in the train station. And she was just super helpful immediately getting me acclimated as to just everything was so new, the kanji on the walls and how to navigate everything. And she was immediately kind of reading my mind as far as what I might need to know as a traveler about different cultural things, how to navigate the train stations. Even though I'd done a lot of that in the United States, sometimes the processes were a little bit different. And so I was incredibly grateful to have her there to just kind of tour guide me way through the whole experience. And Mindy was so kind and just kept filling me with information about so many different aspects in already. And the train ride really helped just give me the background about what the program was like, what Mindy did. She even kind of did a background introduction to everybody who works in the Taiwan area, including at the Luther Center, as well as at the school, Concordia Middle School. And so that gave me a very nice foundation to help prepare me for what I was getting into, especially with jet lag was a huge factor. And I learned very quickly just how your brain doesn't really work very well, or you can't really think very well on the fly. And again, Mindy was, it's like she knew how difficult at times it was for me to think. And so she took the lead, and I'm very grateful, and immediately introduced me to people, made me feel very welcome and at home. Many people, everybody that I met was very kind, very welcoming. And especially since I didn't know anybody, immediately felt part of the community. And something that I mentioned to the pastor's wife here in Maui before I left is, even though we don't know people overseas, we have the connection of Christ. And that was definitely evident just as I got off the train and met everyone, is just how cool it is that fellow believers across the world were able to connect so quickly to someone. And it was definitely a very special experience to have that.
Amen. That's great to hear. So jet lag making things a little fuzzy. So memories might be a little bit fuzzy. But you got the prologue on the train, learned about the Lord's work in Asia, yeah, and particularly a little bit about what Mindy's doing in Asia. Tell us a little bit about getting to see a missionary in action and Mindy and other missionaries. What did you get to see while you were in Jai?
So the first part of my trip was looking at the Luther building and the different people who are working more in the administrative side of the Asia region. So we went and had several different meetings with different people. We had a video conference with someone who was in another country, and we were having a conference on an upcoming VBS and coordinating details about what was needed for the volunteers. Mindy and I worked on curriculum together, and that was very fun to see the ESL curriculum that's being developed in the Asia region and how awesome it is that it can be universally given to someone in Vietnam or someone in Taiwan or someone in Japan that is able to be distributed and used, and including all of the, you know, confirmation materials as well as Sunday school materials. And so we spent time working on that. I worked with Barb, who is currently studying to be a deaconess. And so she was telling me about the what it's like to be a deaconess in the international sense. I'm familiar with the deaconess program in the United States. However, it was really interesting to hear her talk about the needs specific to international regions. And then I also talked with Becky, who is working as a music educator within the Asia region as well, and the different projects that she was working on and researching, as well as everybody, I feel like, at the Luther building to some degree was practicing Chinese. And so at times just they would need to leave, and I would hear about how their lessons were going, and definitely have so much respect for everybody who is working really hard to figure out the different tonalities that Chinese is. And it was fun to hear the progress of the lessons. I also got to go to Concordia Middle School and got to meet Noel and Andrew Shaw, who are amazing teachers, and got to see them in action teaching classes. And it was very kind of them for me to let me watch and see how they interacted with students, and to see how even some of Mindy's curriculum developed into opportunities to not only learn English, but also to share the gospel, which I thought was pretty cool for that. Additionally, I got to attend services at Salvation Lutheran in Jai, and it was really neat in the evening to be a part of the Bible studies for the adults as well as for the children, and to see a Chinese Bible in which there was English and Chinese side by side, and how people were practicing English, but also studying God's word. And I attended Palm Sunday services it was in Chinese, but I had like a walkie-talkie situation where somebody was able to, Barb was able to translate into English the sermon so I could understand. And then being that the Lutheran liturgy stays the same in tonality, I was able to sing along in with the hymns and the liturgy side by side with worshipers who are singing in Chinese. Again, just a very wonderful experience to, again, meet so many different Christians speaking different languages, but believing in Jesus. It was pretty awesome.
That's outstanding. How was this experience valuable to you to get to witness missionaries and the Lord's work in Asia there in person?
It was a humbling experience to just watch and see how dedicated everyone is, how passionate everyone is to share their faith in Christ. And it was made even more poignant when the Luther Center happens to be right next to a Buddhist temple. And so every single day I could hear the Buddhists chant, you know, their prayers. And initially, since that's not something that you experience, you think, wow, what a cool thing to experience. But then as a Christian, you think deeper about it and you realize that there's a lot of hopelessness in praying to Buddha. And it was very evident as we walked the streets of Jai, where you had the incense burners, where people were burning paper money so that they could give it to their ancestors and to help them out. And I feel like often in the United States, we don't often see such a deep need for Christ and the hopelessness. And so just knowing that everybody that was in Taiwan was here to share about Jesus was just very inspiring, as well as humbling as well as just I really respect everybody who is working so hard in Asia.
We're learning about the Shadow, a missionary program. Our guest today, Tabitha Dubke, she was a participant in the program, and Mindy Taves, Lutheran Education Coordinator for the LCMS in Taiwan, and Ariana Gomez, LCMS Missionary Recruitment Manager. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we're learning about the Shadow a Missionary Program, and we're talking with Tabitha Dubke. She served as a participant in the Shadow a Missionary Program, and Mindy Taves, LCMS Lutheran Education Coordinator in Taiwan, and Ariana Gomez, LCMS Missionary Recruitment Manager. Mindy, let's talk about having a visitor through the Shadow a Missionary Program. What do you want guests to experience when they visit you and other missionaries through the Shadow a Missionary Program?
Well, first of all, the joy of sharing the gospel in this brand new context. You know, Tabitha was talking about the Buddhist monastery that's next door to our headquarters and some of the hopelessness that folks are feeling and the joy that we get to bring them as we share Christ. So I want them to be able to see the different means by which we're doing that. And she got to meet some of our theological educators who are also working to translate theology materials. She met with Barb Reventish, who is studying right now to be a missionary and applying her vast skills with the Chinese language in translating all kinds of materials for us to use here in the mission field, too. She visited Concordia Middle School. She saw different methods that are used for educators. So I want her to see some of those different opportunities that the mission field affords in being able to share the gospel. But there are also challenges that come with it, like transportation. And we found a lot of those as we were using public transportation. And because I have moved from Concordia Middle School to the regional headquarters, which is only about 30 minutes away from each other, then there's all different bus systems and things that I'm still learning to use because it's been less than a year for me at the headquarters. So we found transportation issues and even things, daily things like getting groceries. So I made Tabitha carry groceries pretty far. We were having fun with that, where I was like, well, this is the mission field, carry groceries.
Yeah, I learned not to get too much, otherwise it'd be too heavy.
Exactly. One of the things we were talking about, we're like, whatever you buy, you got to carry. So, and try to provide cultural experiences. We visited the National Palace Museum and really had a chance to see a lot of the culture. Even one of their permanent displays that I love is about tea culture. And then trying to experience some of the environment and the natural beauty. We took a day to visit Alishan National Park. So we were, you know, seeing the work, but then I wanted Tabitha to experience the culture and the beauty of this country, as well as, you know, transportation and language and some of the, at times, hardships that can develop as a result of that, which is part of being in the mission.
Tabitha, how many days were you in Taiwan?
I was in Taiwan about a week and a half, roughly. Yeah. So.
Great. It sounds like a pretty decent amount of time to get to experience the culture and the life of missionaries as well. Mindy, what does it mean for you to have guests interested in learning about missionary life there in person?
Well, first, it is so exciting that someone is taking an interest in the mission field and what's happening to share the gospel. And for me, that brings a lot of joy and encouragement for me to know that we have folks that are very focused on what's happening in the mission field as well as what's happening at home, and especially with an educator. So it was really nice. Like I said earlier, connecting with my people when Tabitha showed up and say, why, you're a science teacher. And it was so exciting. And it gives us an opportunity to share firsthand what that experience is like. We share a lot with folks in our newsletters and presentations, and we try to make those connections as often as possible. But it is very different when you're here in person and the culture is all around you. And you see this in things that you normally wouldn't consider important. But when we were taking that train trip, I was really downloading a lot of information about the culture and things that were happening around us on the train. And if we had been taking the high-speed rail, we really wouldn't have had an opportunity to talk. The high-speed rail is very quiet. And on the slow train, there is a little more talking, but we even got shushed on the slow train. And now we were surprised where I came back and told other missionaries, I was like, guys, we got shushed on the slow train. And they're like, nah. We're like, yes. So culturally, I had stepped outside of the acceptable amount of chit chat on the slow train. And I was like, whoops, sorry.
Those loud Americans.
Loud. And we are loud Americans. So it just meant a lot to actually have someone here to experience firsthand. It is a whole different level of knowledge when you're there in person.
So Arianna, this is kind of a new opportunity for folks to learn about missionary life. How can the shadow of missionary experience be helpful in learning about missionary life and even maybe discerning a potential future vocation?
Well, missionary service is a big, huge thing to pick up your whole life, to move to another country, often a country that our missionaries have never been to before. It's a big, huge thing that is actually impossible to imagine until you've kind of been there and seen it and done it. Kind of like Mindy was just saying, like, it's totally different once you're actually there and you're actually seeing it. So kind of the purpose for Shadow and Missionary is to give people who are pretty seriously considering long-term missionary service, which for us is 2+ years, to give them an opportunity to make it a little less abstract and to get their feet on the ground, to experience life in that culture for a week or two, and just to actually see what missionary looks like, even if just for kind of that small window of time. Even for me, I grew up as a missionary kid in West Africa till I was 7 years old. And all my life, I was like, yeah, I'm going to grow up and be a missionary. And then I graduated college and I was like, wait, it's not my parents anymore. It's me. I'm the one who actually has to do this. Can I actually do this? So even for someone like me who'd had experience on the mission field and lived abroad as a kid, I had an opportunity to have sort of a shadow, a missionary experience, which was equally valuable for me because it wasn't my parents doing this anymore. It was now, can I do this? Can I see myself doing this? So again, just an opportunity to take a really big, kind of abstract, hard to imagine thing and make it a little more realistic and tangible. And you can smell the culture and taste it and see it with your own eyes.
So what opportunities lie ahead for the coming year to Shadow a Missionary?
Shadow a Missionary kind of is a rolling opportunity. We don't really have scheduled times for people to go. The way it works is I'm kind of the first point of contact for people just through conversations, learning from people, kind of figuring out, are you actually pretty seriously considering long-term service? And I'm thinking, maybe Shadow would be a good opportunity for you. So I've kind of been working with Shadows around the clock. And scheduling it just depends on what works for the Shadow's schedule, what works for the missionary's schedule. So it's often on for people who are involved in the school year over a school break. So Tabitha went over like spring break, Easter break, or summer or fall break. So I've done several of those with like college students. But yeah, there's no specific time. It's just I'll work with you and the missionary to kind of see see what works.
So what do we need to know to participate in a shadow a missionary experience? How do we get more information?
Well, first, as I had mentioned, it's kind of an overlap between long-term missionary recruitment and our short-term mission service program, because it is specifically designed for people who are seriously discerning whether long-term service is something that they feel God is calling them to. It's different from other short-term opportunities. If you're looking to serve short-term and you're not really thinking about long-term, that is great and wonderful, but we have other short-term opportunities for you to consider. So shadows are people who are really thinking about long-term service. And the way it works too is I try to match people vocationally. So Tabitha is a teacher who was considering maybe being a missionary teacher. So she's shadowed Mindy, who is a missionary teacher or has experience teaching on the mission field. So if you're a business person, then I could help you shadow a business person or volunteer coordinator. So that's kind of the basis on how I choose the missionary. It's a vocational match. So if you kind of fit those criteria of someone who's really thinking about what might long-term service look like, then the first step is you can find the information online at servenow.lcms.org. There's a little page about Shadow Missionary, and my contact information is at the bottom, and I would love to have a conversation with you. And that's kind of where it starts. And then after we have the initial conversation, I kind of start planning things out for you, and we go from there.
servenow.lcms.org. You can learn more about the Shadow a Missionary program and learn about long-term service as a missionary as well. This has just been a delightful experience to get to reach across all these time zones, to Tabitha hearing your story, Mindy learning about the missionary service in Asia, and Ariana, thanks so much for sharing with us about the opportunity to participate in the Shadow a Missionary program. Again, you can visit servenow.lcms.org. Tabitha, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mindy, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Ariana, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.